Chapter 2. The Siren Sounds for Mankind. In time of war upon the earth, a shrill siren is used to alert the populace that danger is approaching and that they should retire themselves to a place of Shi-Wan-Ter immediately. We of the Interplanetary Alliance and Space Commands of this hemisphere, known collectively as the Ashta Command, do now, with the sending forth of this book, sound the siren of warning to mankind. Danger is upon you. Drop everything and prepare yourselves. It is time to run toward the shelter of divine love and guidance, and to take with you only that which you can carry within the inner citadel of being. The early times of the new decade will see the fulfillment of all the prophecies that have been released to the world. Down through many cultures, and century after century, we have permitted our highest and brightest of souls to come to you and walk amongst you, to teach, to lift and become your friends. You have been taught many things, shown many things, awakened step by step to a higher way of life, an elevated approach to life, and a better way of existence. Precept upon precept, we have lifted you from one level to another. Many have benefited and have arisen from their darkness and followed that light. These have intuitively known that the summons was a call to know themselves and thereby, to undertake that refining of themselves that would reveal the inner divinity. Others have turned their interest elsewhere, ignored the outstretched hand of God, and lifetime after lifetime of opportunity has been squandered by detrimental choices. Now it is time to separate these groups in keeping with their choices, and let those who refuse the advancement of their being remain together according to their own desires. The few who have burned within their hearts to find the ultimate reality will be permitted to follow these aspirations in the setting of a new world, cleansed and made bright by universal action. Increasingly, we have noticed the tendency of the planet and its people to pull toward an influence designed to destroy the function of free thinking and freedom of man in making his own choices, governing himself, and managing his national affairs. This diabolical influence has penetrated wholly within every phase of human life and every avenue of world diplomacy and world statesmanship. Predictably, day by day, the freedom of humanity has been infiltrated with that kind of propaganda which ultimately leads mankind away from their pure heritage as sons of God. The resulting effects are seen not only in the lives of men, but within the asteroid belt and the planet itself. When humanity stands free, in the full light of God's universal law, all government will be of the people and for the people and by the people. But when the heritage of freedom is destroyed, mankind becomes as puppets on strings, stripped of honor, life, strength, forthrightness, and glory. The Heavenly Father has placed within the burning center of man that likeness of himself which enables man to govern himself in righteousness and peace. The destruction of this center has been the goal of the destroyer. Now the forces of light and righteousness must rise in the defense of humanity before it is too late. This is the primary action taking place behind the visible scene surrounding all of life. Now, all levels of life will be highly raised in frequency, and all manifestations of lower life will wither and dissolve and be removed from the visible scene, to reconstruct the Father's plan for this beautiful planet. A new fresh start for man is in the making. The astral belts will be purged, the heavens will be cleared, the nature kingdom will find its true destiny and humanity will be glorified in keeping with the Father's design. This is coming to pass in your generation. There is no time left to dally and consider. The hour of decision for a planet is not only come, it is almost gone. So it is, the siren sounds for mankind, and there is silence in heaven for that moment that now is, when this great separation shall take place. You who read are versed in the spiritual verities involved. This book will clarify human consciousness concerning the future on your octave. Read. And understand. Ashta.